There are some tensions in Gambela that unfortunately slow down the work of the humanitarian actors. Gambela, like the same region across the border, is a region that has been a bit marginalized from the Ethiopian capital. And these cattle raids are not new. What is new is that they become increasingly lethal. So before it was only, you know, stealing animals. So now it's about killing people, and it's even about child abduction.
Any reason for that? Do you know what the reasons are?
Well, we see that it's clearly, as I told you, increasingly more difficult. We see that because of these raids, many people are displaced. We think that 18,000 people are displaced in this district. More than half of them are children. No, we don't know exactly the reason, but this, as usually, it's usually a bit more complex than what we think. So these are clearly cattle raids, but it's like often a question of, let's say, harmonious cohabitation of different groups, and in this case, through borders between two different countries, Ethiopia and South Sudan.
So let's talk about the children. Some of them are suffering from severe acute malnutrition. What are you doing to help them?
Yes, among the 10 children that were released this week and last Wednesday, 5 children have been identified as severely malnourished, severe acute malnutrition. So what are we doing in this case? We provide them with ready-to-use therapeutic food, and we also vaccinate all of these children, measles and polio vaccine. And now the priorities is, of course, family tracing, family reunification. And we are also supporting the children of these people who are displaced because of these cattle raids. And more, maybe something like 10,000 children are on the Ethiopian border sides, close to Gambela. And we are also working with them with nutrition and so on. Of course, there are still more than 100 children who are Ethiopian children who are still abducted in South Sudan. We have a team there in South Sudan as well. And it's really now up to the government of South Sudan, in collaboration, of course, with the government of Ethiopia to work on that. We are on standby also on the other side across the border in South Sudan.
Just tell me finally the age of these children.
So I don't have the age of these 10 children, but I can tell you regarding the first batch of the 19 kids that were released earlier, they were between 4 months old and 9 years old.